manner of speaking.
Granny pulled her writing set towards her and selected a pen. Her tongue stuck out of the corner of her mouth as she very carefully wrote out the label, with much scratching and pausing to work out the spellings.
Who is it for? Mrs. Herapath, the glassblower's wife.
Esk blew her nose.
He's the one who doesn't blow much glass, isn't he?
Granny looked at her over the top of the desk.
How do you mean? When she was talking to you yesterday, she called him old Mr. Once a Fortnight.
Hmm,
said Granny. She carefully finished the sentence.
Dilute in 1 pint water and 1 droppy in his tea, and be sure to wear loose clothing, also that no visitors expected.
One day she told herself, I'm going to have that talk with her. The child seemed curiously dense. She had already assisted at enough births and taken the goats to old Nanny Annapel's Billy without drawing any obvious conclusions. Granny wasn't quite certain what she should do about it, but the time never seemed appropriate to bring up the subject. She wondered whether, in her heart of hearts, she was too embarrassed. She felt like a farrier who could shoe horses, cure them, rear them, and judge them, but had only the sketchiest idea about how one rode them. She pasted the label onto the file and wrapped it carefully in plain paper. Now.
There is another way into the university, she said,
looking sidelong at Esk, who was making a disgruntled job of mashing herbs in a mortar.
A witch's way.
Esk looked up. Granny treated herself to a thin smile and started work on another label. Writing labels was always the hard part of magic, as far as she was concerned.
I don't expect you'd be interested, she went on. It's not very glamorous.
They laughed at me,
Esk mumbled.
Yes, you said. So you won't be wanting to try again, then. I quite understand.
There was a silence broken only by the scratching of Granny's pen. Eventually, Esk said,
This way... It'll get me into the university?
Of course, said Granny haughtily. I said I'd find a way, didn't I? A very good way, too. You won't have to bother with lessons. You can go all over the place. No one will notice you. You'll be invisible, really. And, well, you can really clean up. But, of course, after all that laughing, you won't be interested, will you?
Pray... Have another cup of tea, Mrs. Weatherwax, said Mrs. Whitlow.
Mistress, said Granny.
Pardon?
It's Mistress Weatherwax, said Granny. 3 sugars, please.
Mrs. Whitlow pushed the bowl towards her. Much as she looked forward to Granny's visits, it came expensive in sugar. Sugar lumps never seemed to last long around Granny.
Very bad for the figure, she said, and the teeth, so high here. I never had a figure to speak of, and my teeth take care of themselves, said Granny.
It was true, more's the pity. Granny suffered from robustly healthy teeth, which she considered a big drawback in a witch. She really envied Nanny Annapel, the witch over the mountain, who managed to lose all her teeth by the time she was 20 and had real crone credibility. It meant you ate a lot of soup, but you also got a lot of respect. And then there was warts. Without any effort, Nanny managed to get a face like a sockful of marbles, while Granny had tried every reputable wart causer and failed to raise even the obligatory nose wart. Some witches had all the luck.
Hmm?
She said, aware of Mrs. Whitlow's fluting.
I said Mrs. Whitlow, that young Escarina is a real treasure. Quite the little find. She keeps the floors spotless, Spotless! No task too big. I said to her yesterday, I said, that broom of yours might as well have a life of its own. And do you know what she said?
I couldn't even venture a guess, said Granny weakly.
She said the dust...